Now, the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes submits its final report today after 5 years of work. The report is more than 4,000 pages long. It won't be published until it's been reviewed by Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman, the Attorney General and government departments. The Taoiseach has said the intention is to publish the report as soon as possible. It includes the testimonies of people who lived and worked in 14 mother and baby homes and 4 county homes between the 1920s and the 1990s. The Commission itself dissolves at the end of February next year. Our religious and social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, has this report on how it all began.
We care about the children here on these grounds, and we want to show them that we care. So we came here in numbers to show them.
It's something that happened in the area that shouldn't have happened. And it brought a lot of sadness to the area.
It's a legacy which has cast a shadow over the Irish state for decades.
We need to not go right across and give them all the same.
A local historian, Catherine Corliss, discovered death certificates for almost 800 infants, but no burial records at a mother and baby home in Tuam, County Galway, which was run by the Bon Secours sisters. It spurred the government into action in 2014.
I sought approval from Cabinet this morning for the formal setting up of a commission of investigation.
The following year, the commission of investigation, consisting of 3 members and led by Judge Yvonne Murphy, was established. It was tasked with investigating and reporting on what occurred in 18 institutions across the country, including Tuam. Its deadline, February 2018.
The commission have the power to investigate and compel both people and documentation. Clearly arising out of that, there might be information that could be of interest to the Gardaí.
And so the Commission got to work, calling on those who were resident in or who worked in any of the mother and baby homes or county homes subject to the investigation. Politically, the Department of Children had a new minister in charge.
I've met the Commission a couple of times now. They've identified that many, many more people have come forward to give evidence to the confidential committee, and they've made every effort to ensure that they will hear anyone who wants to come.
In 2017, the Commission announced that multiple human remains aged between 35 weeks and 3 years had been found in an underground structure in Tuam. The remains dated from the time the mother and baby home was in operation. The Commission said the structure in which they were found appeared to be a sewage tank, but it said it couldn't determine if it was ever used for that purpose. The Taoiseach at the time, Enda Kenny, gave this reaction.
No nuns broke into our homes to kidnap our children. We gave them up to what we convinced ourselves was the nuns' care. We gave them up maybe to spare them the savagery of gossip, the wink and the elbow language of delight, in which the holier-than-thous were particularly fluent.
Having been granted an extension to its deadline, the Commission published its 5th interim report in 2019. It examined burial practices in mother and baby homes. It showed 900 children had died in the Bessborough home in Cork, but just 64 burial locations were identified. The coalition of mother and baby home survivors were devastated.
What has been shocking is the fact that Bessborough Angels plot has effectively disappeared on us. We thought as a community we knew exactly where it was, and nobody knows where between 700 and 900 babies and probably more are buried.
In its 7th interim report published this year, the Commission declared that its final report would go to the Minister on October the 30th. There was also the issue of a database that it had in its possession, which it viewed as valuable.
Thank you.
And then another change of minister.
It's not my desire to act in this way.
Minister Roderick O'Gorman brought urgent legislation through the Oireachtas last week to get the database transferred to Tusla, which led to wider concerns about survivors getting access to their own information from the database and the wider archive.
The haste is motivated solely by the need to get this legislation passed by the 30th of October, which is the deadline for the Commission of Inquiry.
This caused hurt and trauma for former residents and people born in the homes who have faced innumerable obstacles in tracing their pasts, as Noel Brown explains.
I mean, I began tracing my birth family in 2002,
and have only finished my story now with no help from estate agency Tusla, unfortunately. It was a very, very long, difficult experience. So I went down the DNA route and found birth family within 6 weeks to be told that my birth father had died in 2016. So I don't know what you do with that anger and hurt, you know. The only thing I've done is turn it into activism, because I feel if there are people who can't speak out, I can, and lose the shame and the stigma, but and empower myself and do something about it. And that's why I've been fighting, and that's why all people are fighting.
Like Noel, Bláthain Hurley was born in the Bessborough mother and baby home in Cork, and she's looking for a birth cert.
I always had two documents. One, a very short cert that said basically that I was born. It also said that I was born in Dublin. And when you're from Cork, that's a bit of a bugbear, because you know you weren't. because all babies at that time who were adopted, their births were registered centrally in Dublin. And it's also been a reminder to me that I'm a second class citizen. I don't have the same rights as everybody else in this country. I can't go to an office and ask for a copy of my birth cert and somebody just ream it out and hand it over to me. That's never going to happen.
But perhaps there's a glimmer of hope. It's been confirmed that GDPR applies to the archive and the database that will arrive in the minister's office today. And even though many more steps have yet to be taken, the country has moved closer in enabling those who are simply trying to find out about where they've come from to do so.
That report from Alva Keneally. It's coming up to 29 minutes past 8. You're listening to Morning Ireland.